Hello, dear ones. I'm Savi Ma from Illuminate Your Circle and LovingAwareness.org, and I'm here with another Illuminate Your Energy Reset, where I sit down with you and just feel into the intuitive insights around the energy that seems particularly activated right now, and also to listen in for source guidance. Source always brings powerful messages through to help give us a little bit more clarity and a little bit more nurturing guidance on our path that is ever evolving and ever transforming these days. Always, right? I mean, that's really what we're here for. This is what this human experience is all about. There's nothing static about it. What is the old saying? The only constant is change. And in a world where it seems like the river is moving really fast in the way of change, that can be a little abrasive sometimes. Which brings me to what I've really been experiencing. I want to share a very personal vulnerability with you. When I sit down to record these messages for you, I really want to be as present in my presence and as authentic as I can possibly be. That's what's most important to me. I never want to sit down with a scripted plan and deliver something that I feel like everyone, including myself, needs to hear, but isn't necessarily in the moment of what's really coming through. And holding myself to that authenticity is really important to me. So when I sat down to do the reset for this week, I found that I was in a super vulnerable state. I mean, I knew that, but I thought I was going to be able to sit down and, I don't know, process through it. And I did. I turned the camera on and I did process through. But it was a very, very vulnerable and personal processing moment. And this is what brings me to what I really feel like is the energy that's super up right now. And it sort of has, so the umbrella is, I think, authenticity. The umbrella really is about authenticity. And then underneath that umbrella is, how do we navigate authentically? How do we even know what authenticity is for each of us? It can be really, really hard to discern, are we truly in our authenticity? Because our entire lives have been made up of experiences that shape how we respond, how we react, and how we come to everything. So what's most important here in this umbrella of authenticity is being able to really be willing to be completely raw and honest with ourselves. And to notice, like really to leave no stone unturned when it comes to deep inquiry. And not deep inquiry only through the mind lens, but through the heart lens. Because we can overthink everything. I know that overthinking was one of the first things that came through when I sat down to start bringing you consistent messages like this. We can get ourselves so caught in a spin of overthinking. And that's not where this energy is moving us toward. It is moving us toward the kind of deep inquiry where we're asking another question. Is this true? Is this true? Is this true? And not true with a small t, but true with a capital T, meaning how deeply does this resonate for me? Is this my truth with a capital T? That T, that capital T that can't be defined by anything or anyone else, but is inherent within the very makeup of who and what we really are. So not a truth that someone else told us is something we need to believe in. Not a truth that seems like what we're supposed to follow because it seems like that's the path that everyone else is following, but the truth that really resides deep within our hearts, deep within our souls, deep within the presence, nature, of who and what we really are. That is what we're meant to be tapping into. All of the messages that have been coming in over the last couple months have been giving us pathways to be able to access this beingness that is within us. And I'll share right now that the vulnerability that was really up for me yesterday, it was coming from a vast variety, honestly, of things that are happening on the world landscape, that are happening on the political landscape, that are being mirrored and reflected right around me in the community that I live in, that are being reflected all around. And things that really feel like they were putting what I was noticing rising up in me was this feeling of control, dominating control from outside influences that doesn't sit right in the truth of my being, because I know that I'm a sovereign being. And I know that my own truth is my compass, my path, and that outside influence, authority, control just really rubs up against my inner authority of knowing who I am and being completely awake and aware in the consciousness that is, I'm choosing my words so carefully here because I don't want to put any of this in a box. And that's really, really hard because we all really like boxes. So the consciousness for me, the words that I can use to describe it is the pure consciousness that I know that we are all birthed of, infinite consciousness, infinite intelligence, sovereign knowing, that truth with a capital T that resides within us. That consciousness for me knows that we are inherently all connected, that at the foundational core of that consciousness rides, along with the knowing that we are all connected, that means that we all, if we're all connected, we have a mutual trust. We have a mutual respect. We operate from loving consciousness, loving compassion, loving awareness. And that's just the foundational truth, right? So from where I come from, that's the outlook that I hold for all of humankind, all of humanity. And I know that that consciousness does live and reside within each of us. Now, years ago, that could have been presented through me as eternal optimism. Everyone is an amazing being. Everyone is birthed of light. Everyone holds this pure consciousness within the very fabric, the very fiber of who and what we are, and it is fully accessible to us at all times. That's a truth that I hold, that I believe. And I am also a human being on a planet where I know that we move sideways of that knowing. Some of us never have the opportunity to even grow up in that knowing. We are patterned from the day we're born with stories and systems that we are taught to trust, that we are taught to believe in, that actually diminish the inner truth that lives within all of us. That authenticity umbrella is there. The inner authority, the inner authenticity. How do we access the purity of that? How do we know if we're accessing the purity of that and not just following another stream of narrative that someone else created for us? How do I know that what I'm sharing with you right now isn't just another narrative? For me, and this is where each of us have to be discerning in our own ability toward inward realization, inward processing. For me, these truths are with a capital T. I know them. Now, each of you listening will take in this information and say, is there a truth that is deeper for me than what Savi's delivering today? And maybe there is, and maybe that's the supreme truth for you. My invitation is simply for us to all look at what we have been given, consciously or unconsciously, over the course of our lifetimes, and say, is this the deepest truth, the deepest reality of my truth available to me from the inside out? And if there's any doubt that rises up around that, embrace the doubt and ask more questions so that you can arrive at the deepest truth. For me, the deepest truth is that we are all connected, that from that space of knowing our oneness consciousness, that we are all inherently connected, that there are the core vibrating truths that reside within that of loving awareness, loving kindness, loving compassion. If we put everything through the filter of loving kindness, loving reflection, loving awareness, that foundation will help us to orient through what happens to me happens to all. What happens to all happens to me. Because we are all connected in that way. And I know that that sounds like I'm oversimplifying and maybe even sounds Pollyanna. But it's not that, because what I'm inviting us toward is way beyond positivity for the sake of positivity and Pollyanna for the sake of the same. It's way beyond that. It's coming with open eyes, clear mind, clear heart. And seeing all for what it is, not just buying it because we see it, so that means it must be what we see. That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. We need to get really clear. And in order to get clear, we have to dismantle. We have to dismantle what we've been told to find out if it's really true for us. We have to unravel all the threads that have been woven into the fabric of our identity to recognize that we are not, our identity is not the experiences that we've had. Do they shape our personhood? Yes, but we are more than our personhood. Our identity is beyond time, beyond space, beyond shape and form. Our identity, our true identity, is infinite, pure infinity. Can't be formed, can't be born, can't die. That presence lives within us. And we all choose different names for that presence. And those choices are things that resonate for us. And inside of that is the core reality, the core truth that brings us back to that presence with a capital P that lives within us. So, this is a lot. I recognize that. The main thing that keeps ringing through for me this week, as these different influences are coming in, and the sessions that I've been having with the people that I see privately, these things are what are rising to the top. What are the stories that we're constantly telling ourselves? What are the stories that we keep telling ourselves, most importantly? And what are the stories that we keep telling others about ourselves? Are they true? Be willing to look at that and unravel. Dig down, like drill in a little bit and see, why do I even say this about myself? Why do I say this about society? Why do I say this about culture? Where did this come from? Why do I feel the way that I feel? Why do I feel personally attacked by the control that authorities are trying to place on me that should not be placed on me? How can I support and lovingly respond to a world that's hurting? How can I be in high service? How can I live in loving service through my truth, through my authenticity? How can I make sure when I am witnessing myself and witnessing the world around me that I am acting in my highest authenticity, that I'm living my inner authority forward? These are the kinds of questions that I'm really inviting us to tenderly and gently, not battery, not beating ourselves up, being gentle with ourselves, being patient with ourselves, and also being active, being loving presence is an active energy. It's not passive. It's not pacifying. It is active. It is bold. It's courageous. And it's on purpose. And we need to, if we're going to, this is the heart for me right now. If we're going to awaken, if we're going to rise up and make the changes that we see necessary in this world, in the broad world, but especially in our immediate worlds, if we're going to do that and have any assuredness and success at seeing this new world birth, we have to begin the change within. This isn't new messaging. We've heard this across the landscape of time. Change begins within. The change we seek must begin within. And that doesn't mean just changing the way that we do something. It means deep, 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 deep inside that we need to reorient ourselves, maybe orient ourselves for the first time to infinite presence, to the consciousness that creates worlds, to the consciousness that lets us know without a shadow of a doubt that we are all inherently connected. And by way of that connection, we care differently than we've allowed ourselves to express caring before. And this does take time. It's why the patience word comes up, because we've had eons of time. We've had humankind has been walking on this planet for a long, long time. And there's been a long time to create experiences of habit and pattern and narratives that maybe aren't serving us. But how are we going to change that perpetual motion if we don't decide and choose right now to be more conscious in it? So when we notice we're feeling vulnerable, we embrace ourselves in and we say, I feel you. I get it. I get that this is super vulnerable. Everything that's ever told you that you need to just show up, put on a brave face, buck up, all of those kinds of things that we tell ourselves when we're feeling fragile, when we're feeling vulnerable. Not this time. Not this time. We're going to create space for ourselves to feel exactly what we're feeling. What's inside of the vulnerability? What else are we feeling? Afraid. Controlled. Whatever the feelings are that are rising up. And we embrace those in and we allow ourselves space for conscious processing. Again, conscious processing is very different than spinning in our mind and overthinking things. Conscious processing requires pause. It requires presence. It requires stillness, honestly. It requires space in order to know what clear sight is, having clear eyes to see through, having a clear mind, having a clear heart, in order to have the experience of those things, we have to choose consciousness in our processing. And honestly, this is exactly why I feel called to sit down with you and deliver these kinds of messages. And this is 100% why I felt so drawn and called to creating Illuminature Circle, so that I could create, consciously create, resources for us all to feel supported as we're going through this thing called life. The only way the changes that we all want to see in this world are going to actually happen is if we begin the change within. We have to reorient ourselves. We have to reconnect. What is connection? What is connection? What is it for you? Connection isn't an externalized experience, honestly, at all. We can experience connection by way of things outside of ourselves, but connection is a state and an energy that we feel from within. And if we can reorient ourselves to the connection that we feel within ourselves, starting first and foremost with the connection of our humanness, our human nature, and our infinite nature. Can we feel that connection? Can we feel that merging? Can we begin to operate through the pathway, the river, the lens of that connection? Can that connection within us begin to inform all connection that we see, that we think, that we feel, that we experience? Connection is key. The process of knowing the difference between externalizing and internalizing. How much of ourselves is externalizing, always looking outside of ourselves for someone? This came up last week, I believe, in last week's message. It'll come up again. We as human beings tend to be very externalized creatures. We look outside of ourselves for validation. We look outside of ourselves for someone to say, now it's your turn. Do it this way. No, you can't do it that way. Always looking outside of ourselves for someone to validate us, for someone to give us permission, for someone to give us confirmation. Yep, you're doing it right. Good job. You're okay. You're good. You're doing it right. We've become so trained to externalize. We've lost our ability for self-inquiry. We've lost our ability toward loving self-reflection. Listen to the messages that came in the weeks before. They take deeper dives into these aspects. And so at the heart of this message today, this umbrella of authenticity, is a whole lot being held underneath it that is inviting us toward knowing that the only way that we can uphold that umbrella of authenticity is if we come home to the heart of who and what we are first, and we begin our navigation from there. And you say, yeah, but there's so much that needs to be done. There's so much change that needs to happen. That change is going to happen more organically and more naturally if we give ourselves to the change that needs to happen within ourselves first. That will take time, but with every single breath, every moment, every step along that path, the world will change. Do you get that? If we all come home to that higher consciousness that's vibrating within us, and we start to really connect and recognize what that is and how it operates and informs within us to help us be clear in our sight, be clear in our hearts, be clear in our minds. Do you get that with every moment, every action, every breath that we're oriented in that way, the world does change because we have changed. And by each one of us changing, the world changes. We are the world. The world is us. What are we reflecting? What are we projecting? What are we being? How are we being? Bring it home. That's the message. Bring it home. The change that we seek begins within. That's not just a mantra that sounds fluffy and gets repeated a lot. It's important. Inquire. Inquire with yourself. Ask yourself, what does that mean to me? Where am I in my own expansion, my own transformation? How am I continuing to play a role in what I want to see be different? And how can I make those changes within myself so that I'm not participating, even vicariously, in something that I don't want to be in support of? Inaction sometimes is support, right? It's not standing up for ourselves, for what we need, for what we believe, not taking care of ourselves, our own personal autonomy, our own personal sovereignty. If we aren't doing that for ourselves, what are we doing? What are we contributing to? So this is the invitation that comes through this week. It's not about choosing positivity over something else. It's not even about positivity or negativity. You know, it's funny, Pollyanna keeps coming into my mind and Eeyore keeps coming into my mind. Two archetypes that we're all quite familiar with. And all of us have experienced somewhere on the spectrum, Pollyanna likeness and Eeyore likeness. And this is not about either one of those things. It's about embracing, again, all of it. How often do we say that? Embracing all of it. Just recognize it. Just acknowledge to yourself. That's what's most important. Acknowledge, recognize, admit. Who am I being right now? What am I choosing right now? Where is my consciousness? I am willing. My eyes are wide open. I'm willing to see it all. And as I see it all, I take it into my heart of loving awareness, my heart of loving consciousness. And I ask, where do I need to navigate with what I am seeing? Where do I need to navigate with what I'm experiencing? Allowing loving presence within me to be my number one informer and my number one support in encouraging the continuing inquiry so that I can dismantle narratives that no longer serve, so that I can unravel patterns and habits that no longer serve, so that I can get clear, so that I can sift through the many layers and peel all of them back lovingly so that I can arrive at my truest truth, ever evolving. There is no destination. This journey of being a human on this planet, especially at this time, this is what it's about. It's not about the destination. It's all about the journey. Lovingly take yourselves there. Get to the heart, not by way of the mind. Put the mind to work in the way that it's meant to, but the heart is the true navigator. It's not thinking work. This is about experiencing. It's about allowing. It's about allowing ourselves to tap into the deeper truths that reside within us and being willing to authentically rise through our empowered nature. So I hope that everything that flowed through today meets you exactly where you need it to. As always, I hope that these messages inspire and activate something inside you that says, I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am, and I know how I am to lovingly serve on this planet right now. And I want to awaken in that. I'm committed to that. I'm committed to that. No matter what it takes, eyes wide open, clear eyes, clear mind, clear heart. Thank you for receiving with me today. Thanks for listening to everything that came through. And as always, the biggest invitation isn't for you to just take what I say as your truth. It's to listen to these messages and allow them to really drop in, filter through, do your conscious processing. I'd love to hear any insights or reflections that you might have after listening today. And I just really want you all to know that vulnerability is a strength. It's one of our superpowers. And the more that we can allow ourselves vulnerability to sit with exactly what we're feeling, the more courageous we become as humans on this path and the more authentic we become. So I'm embracing all of us in together. We're here for it. Let's be here consciously. I'll see you next time. Be well.